Macau's illegal gambling law receives final legislative approval. Macau's new illegal gambling law has received its final approval from the Macau Legislative Assembly, passing with minimal opposition during a vote held on October 16. The law is set to come into effect the day after its official announcement, marking another significant regulatory step for Macau's gaming sector. The passage of this law follows a series of other gaming-related legislation enacted over the last 2 years. These have included laws concerning junkets, the general gaming law, and the legal regime of gaming credit. After an initial vote on the bill in December of 2023, the illegal gambling law underwent 8 separate meetings of the Second Standing Committee before it was finally brought before the Legislative Assembly for the decisive vote. The bill passed smoothly with little resistance, though a few members did express concerns about certain aspects of the law. One key issue raised was Article 8 of the bill, which pertains to illegal lotteries. This clause includes restrictions on the sale of Mark 6 lottery tickets and stipulates a maximum penalty of 2 years imprisonment for those found guilty of illegally selling the tickets. Assembly member Ron Lam Yu Tu raised concerns over whether the increased penalty for the illegal sale of Mark 6 lottery tickets was necessary. He argued that the sale of these tickets does not have a major societal impact, and that purchasing lottery tickets has long been a part of Macau's culture. Responding to Lam's concerns, Secretary for Administration and Justice Andre Cheung Weng Chan explained that the sale of lottery tickets is still a form of betting and requires regulation. He pointed out that the resale of Mark 6 lottery tickets by small merchants in Macau is illegal and must be subject to legal oversight. Chung emphasized that lotteries, unlike casinos, offer a level of convenience that makes them more accessible to the general public. He stressed that selling lottery tickets without a proper license from the Special Administrative Region, SAR, government could have wider social implications, particularly for younger people who are vulnerable to gambling. Sun City Group leaves its mark on the city. The new illegal gambling law also introduces several other significant criminal provisions, including a strict ban on betting under the table. This illegal practice, which has gained attention through recent high-profile trials involving the Sun City Group and Tok Chun Group, will now carry a maximum prison sentence of 8 years. The government has been clear that past instances of betting under the table have severely undermined the development of the gaming industry in Macau. As a result, there is a strong need to reinforce the legal framework and explicitly prohibit these practices to preserve the integrity of the industry. In addition to addressing illegal betting practices, the law enhances the powers of law enforcement officials when investigating gambling-related crimes. The law includes new provisions that allow for more flexible methods of evidence collection, including nighttime evidence collection and undercover investigations. These measures are designed to improve the effectiveness of criminal investigations and ensure that authorities have the tools they need to combat illegal gambling activities. Another critical element of the law is the criminalization of so-called money exchange gangs. This refers to groups that operate illegal currency exchanges for the purpose of gambling. Under the new legislation, anyone involved in such activities will be considered to have committed a criminal offense and could face a prison sentence of up to 5 years. The introduction of this provision aims to curb a practice that has long been associated with illegal gambling operations in the region. The enactment of the illegal gambling law is part of a broader effort by the Macau government to regulate the gaming industry more tightly. With the law now passed, both lawmakers and law enforcement agencies are expected to focus on its enforcement in the coming months.